to the conclusion, my friends, that this could well be my last day on this earth. No, it's not a physical ailment or an emotional or mental ailment, although I've been told for years that I'm probably somewhat mental. I got a phone call late last night. It was quite disturbing. My sister, who has gone through a lot of health issues the last couple of years, is been living in Illinois for some years back home where she was born and raised. And she's returned to Arizona. Now, this is where her kids and her grandkids are, my nieces and nephews, etc. And my sister has always, from a very early age, been a fairly stocky child to the point that in adult age she was exceedingly heavy. I've always said that it ain't over till a fat lady sings and that my sister never could sing. I got the distinct feeling last night that she's been taking singing lessons. And therefore, my friends, the end of this earth as we know it may in fact be at hand. Got you there, didn't I? Welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Jeff Bennett here for the next 50-some-odd minutes live on this 10th day of March 2011 here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dow Jones Industrial Averages just could not hang on to that 12,000-point figure, but it's all crap anyway. I mean, I really don't care. Apparently, there's some the labor unrest and the garbage in the Middle East, and some new job reports came out today that are, oh, gee, maybe only a blip on the radar screen, etc. We're going to be talking about this hour. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 228 points today to close at 11,985. The NASDAQ down 51 at 2701. S&P 500 down 25 points at 1295. Global Dow off 3 points at 2138. Gold took a real nice royal kick in the assets today, ending its day at $1,412 an ounce. Silver currently sitting at what? I don't know. Been a good day. Silver currently at $35.35 an ounce. You know, it's down, what, 80 cents from where it was a couple of days ago? Still up from where it's been. You know, you people that say, oh, it's down, it's getting ready to tank, you forget about the fact that it's up. Got a call from one of our clients today at Republic Trading Group International. Just 2 months ago, she bought a bag of junk silver. Ordered another one today, $4,000 higher price. Tell me that silver ain't up. Come on. Woo! Stick around, baby. We'll be back after the break, and we're going to get to rocking and rolling here. Because I'm flying blind. Just get ready to be right up the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bat that comes with a happy tune as your step? Life can be so divine right up the sunny.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
Got an email during the break from Mike. He says, came across an interesting ad in a farm magazine. He says, check it out. Free armor safe. You get a free safe with the purchase of uncirculated U.S. coins. Yes, you do, Mike. Here's the interesting thing. I did a major expose on that scam 2 years ago. Now, if I had this equipment set up right, thank you, RBN, Manny, you are sitting with a piece of equipment down there at RBN that I shipped down there nearly 3 months ago. It is designed to be connected to a computer, which will allow me to play sound bites from here, give us, frankly, a much cleaner connection for the program instead of Skype. And if you and I can coordinate getting that thing done, I think it would be beneficial. Because, to be honest with you, when I get an email like this, I would like to be able to play that segment of the program where I did this expose. It was actually filmed for a public access television network that I've worked with in Chapel Hill, North Carolina for some, 15 years now, 12, 13, 14 years. And I got to tell you something. It is exactly that. It is a scam. If it's too good to be true, I guarantee you'll get a free safe if you buy their rolls of coins. You can go to the bank and get those rolls of coins for a heck of a lot less money and have enough money left over to buy a safe and go out and get yourself a bottle of Who Had John. Don't get caught up in that sucker's game, because I would actually play that. And on screen, I'm showing the ad on the newspaper, but the audio gets it done. Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I'm going to avoid most of the typical... The last couple nights, I've been in kind of a funk. Well, I'm feeling good. I'm not complaining about what we've accomplished here. Just kind of some generic shooting from the hip stuff, but I'm going to waste a lot of time if I keep babbling on, so let's get it on. Last Friday, a week ago tomorrow, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, better known as the BLS, to me it's the BS, they reported that the economy had created 192,000 new jobs, that the unemployment rate had fallen to 8.9%. Wow, it's down nearly a full percent since Obama's taken office. The good news is reported almost everywhere as a turning point in the U.S. economy. CNBC said U.S. employers hired more workers in February than in any month since May of last year, and the unemployment rate fell to a near two-year low, the strongest sign yet that the recovery has become self-sustaining. And he goes on to say that we have moved into the expansion phase of the economic cycle, and the economy is self-sustaining. This from a guy named Brian Levitt, needless to say, non-Southern Baptist, an economist at Oppenheimer Funds in New York. But my friends, if you look deeper into the numbers, you don't see the turnaround picture. As a matter of fact, just the opposite is going on in John Williams' latest report. John Williams does a lot of this kind of work over at ShadowStats.com, S-H-A-D-O-W-S-T-A-T-S. Shadow as in, who knows what evil lurks in the mind of men? Does shadow do? In his latest report, Williams estimates the government is routinely overstating job growth by 230,000 jobs a month. Now, if you use simple mathematics, 192,000 created jobs, according to the BS, subtracted from 230,000 overstated jobs gives you an actual net loss of 38,000 jobs. Williams has been called to check on his analysis, and he said it's not that simple because the government's estimations are the worst in modern economic history. He says unemployment numbers are openly misleading and virtually worthless. Not worthless, worthless. You see, the pronunciation of the words worthless means it exactly that. It is worth less than it was before. Worthless means it's not a squat. It ain't worth even looking at. In an interview recently from his San Francisco office, Williams stated that when it comes to calculating unemployment numbers, the BS is flying blind. He said it's hard to put an exact number on the actual job losses recently and over the last few months, but we likely lost jobs, not gained them. The job losses could be as high as 30,000 for last month alone. This recession is the deepest and longest in modern history, the worst economy since the Great Depression. Williams says the reason job figures are so far off is that modern BS calculations have never been tested in this kind of severe downturn. One reason the unemployment numbers are so misleading is the birth death model, meaning the birth and death of companies, not people. In simple terms, the birth death model overestimates jobs that are created by startup companies and often does not subtract jobs when companies go out of business. And so what the government is giving us are giant distortions in employment and unemployment. According to Williams, unemployment is not trending down, but the economy damn sure is. And several recent stories support Williams' analysis. Gallup recently released a story that showed unemployment rose and did not fall below 9% as the government recently reported. The story said unemployment as measured by Gallup without seasonal adjustment hit 10.3% in February, up from 9.8% at the end of January. The U.S. unemployment rate is now essentially the same as the 10.4% at the end of February 2010. And then Bloomberg also reported last week that more layoffs are coming, not more hiring. The Bloomberg story said employers in the U.S. announced more job cuts in February than in the same month a year earlier, led by a surge at government agencies. Planned firings increased 20% to 50,702 last month from February a year ago, the first year-over-year gain since May of 2009. That according to a report from Chicago-based Challenger, Gray, and Christmas Incorporated. Announcements at the federal, state, and local government offices almost tripled from a year ago. Now, according to Shadow Stats, and this is where it all becomes so clear, so concise, all of which is designed by me to show you how governments lie by at least probably two-thirds. According to Shadow Stats, unemployment is currently 22.1% if calculated the way that the BLS did it before 1994. You see, true unemployment and underemployment has been stuck above 22% for months. ShadowStats.com contends that before this so-called Great Recession is over, unemployment in this country will go as high as 35%. But then we won't be calling this the Great Recession any longer. We'll be calling it the Greatest Depression. What's so great about it? The people who lived through the so-called Great Depression of the 1930s certainly didn't call it great by any stretch of the imagination. It's amazing. Yesterday, shortly before airtime, thanks, do that, please. I appreciate that. Shortly before airtime, we received an announcement that the biggest bond fund in the world, managed by Bill Gross over at PIMCO, had dumped all of their U.S. treasuries. Everything, done, finished, dumped them, threw them out, got rid of them. Let me tell you something about Bill Gross. Gross, the manager of the biggest bond fund in the world, has forgotten more about bonds than most of us will ever learn. And that is why the big move that PIMCO just made yesterday is so unsettling. There was a time that PIMCO held more U.S. government debt than any other bond fund on the globe, but now news has come out that they've gotten rid of all of it. Anything having to do with U.S. government-related securities, they have dumped it. Is he telling us something we don't know? Or is he telling us something we've known for a long time here? For months, Gross has been warning that the bull market in bonds is coming to an end, and now it looks like he's putting his words into action. Gross has often publicly decried the rampant government spending that has been going on over the past several years, and albeit decades, and apparently he has seen and had enough. He's taken his ball. He is going home. That's a stunning move by any company. But coming from PIMCO and Bill Gross, it's shocking. Gross must really believe that something fundamental has shifted. The man did not get to where he is today by being stupid, folks. But so far, world financial markets have taken all that news in stride. Nobody seems all that alarmed that the largest bond fund in the world has dumped all of their U.S. treasuries. It doesn't fit the game plan of the rest of Wall Street, etc. But with world financial markets in such a state of chaos right now, shouldn't we all take note when one of the biggest players in the game makes such a bold move? He didn't come in and just blow off 10 or 20% or 40% or 70%. He dumped it all. Now, obviously, the question is, I wonder who the hell bought that stuff. Did he call his friend Hop Sing or Ching Hung Gao and ask them if they want to buy the goodies? Somebody bought that stuff. In order for there somebody to sell it, there has to be a buyer out there somewhere. Who bought them? Federal government didn't cash them in because they got no money. Oh, that's right. They got a printing press. You see, Gross believes that interest rates on U.S. treasuries are way too low right now and that they will start going up when the Federal Reserve ends the current round of quantitative easing, allegedly in June. Gross has indicated that if interest rates on U.S. treasuries go up high enough, PIMCO might get back in. But if interest rates do start going up, it's going to make servicing the monolithic U.S. national debt that much more expensive, and that would not be good news for U.S. government finances. But would the Federal Reserve really allow interest rates on U.S. treasuries to go up substantially? Wouldn't they just step in at some point and start buying U.S. government debt again? Probably. That's what they're best at. But you see, the truth is that the Ponzi scheme of the U.S. Treasury issuing bonds and the Federal Reserve buying them up cannot last forever, as Gross noted in his March newsletter. You're taking something out of the left pocket, you're putting it in the right pocket. It's not balancing anything. It's not shifting anything. It's still on your person. It's still part of the debt. Gross said basically the recent game plan is as simple as the Ohio State Buckeyes, 3 yards and a cloud of dust in the 1960s. And when applied to the Treasury market, it translates to this, that the Treasury issues bonds and the Fed buys them. What could be simpler? And who's to worry? This Sammy scheme, as he's described it in recent newsletters, is as foolproof as Ponzi and Madoff until it isn't. Gross also noted in his newsletter that the Federal Reserve is currently buying up about 70% of all new U.S. government debt. Where's the Federal Reserve getting the money? Well, let's see. The U.S. Treasury prints the money, hands it over to the Federal Reserve for the cost of paper, printing, and ink, which is albeit about 4 cents a bill or 2 cents a bill, depending on who you're working. Then the Fed loans it back to us at full face value plus interest. For every dollar, we're already 96 cents in the hole. For every $100 bill, we're already $99.96 in the hole, and that doesn't even count the interest. Jesus, don't pick up the soap. What happens when the Fed stops buying U.S. government debt? Oh, nobody knows for certain. It's a roll of the dice. Crap out. But it's going to be interesting to watch. The market for U.S. Treasuries ain't been working normally for quite a while now, and there's some legitimate doubt as to whether it ever will fully get back to normal again. And yet the sovereign debt crisis in Europe continues to get even worse. Yield on 10-year Portuguese bonds is above 7%. The yield on 10-year Irish bonds is above 9%. The yield on 10-year Greek bonds is now above 12%. An incentive to try to get people to buy them. Why would you buy something from a government or a company that's already proven their inability to manage anything worth a damn? Germans are making waves because they insist that the financially troubled nations in the European Union must be willing to agree to limits on their future budget deficits, and that's something they just won't do. There are no governments that are willing to curtail their spending. Who was the jerk yesterday that said, if we cut all this money out of the budget, we're going to retard growth? What kind of growth? Government growth? Oh, simply amazing. Now, before the Germans, our good friends the Krauts will agree to pump in some extra money from their taxpayers backed by the French, they want each leader to agree to legislation at home that will limit the size of their future national debts and deficits. The Greeks, they're already refusing this argument point blank. They ain't going to do it. I do not know. It is Greek to me. Things may boil to the surface tomorrow. Big summit tomorrow in Europe. Who knows what's going to happen? But let's say they do come to an agreement. Could the dominoes in Europe begin to fall? Very few people actually want to see a wave of sovereign defaults in Europe, but the current situation cannot go on forever. At some point, the Germans are going to get sick and tired of bailing out the other members of the European Union. And maybe they will march into Paris. I might go with them, help rout out the radicals that are taking that city over. Look, the global addiction to debt is about to start having some real serious consequences. And why should your household be one bit different than what nations do? It should not be. And yet the average American is so damn deeply in debt, partially his own fault and partially the fault of government going to bed with Wall Street and the bankers. For many, many decades now, most of the governments of the industrialized world have just been running up their debt as if it would never come back to haunt them. They didn't care. They control the printing presses. But now the world is absolutely covered in red ink, and everybody's looking for a way to solve the problem, and everybody's pointing fingers at somebody else. Nobody will accept responsibility. And until they do, we'll never get set on the path of resolve. Some of the debt-ridden nations at some point are going to try to inflate their way out of debt by recklessly printing. Like the United States. Well, it's already been going on. And history has proven it will not work. It'll only cause a whole hell of a lot more inflation and hyperinflation. This is just more evidence that any economic system based on debt is destined to fail. When we allowed a private central bank to start issuing debt-based currency in this country in 1913, we set ourselves up to fail. I think most of us realize the Federal Reserve never should have been allowed to come into existence, and it should have been shut down by Congress long before now, but frankly, they're feckless and they're gutless. And so now the U.S. is caught in the same debt trap that most of the other nations around the world are caught in. The global addiction to debt is going to have some very, very serious consequences. And instead of moving into a great time of peace and prosperity, everything is about to come tumbling down. Things could have been different. Things did not have to turn out this way, but here we are on the edge of one of the biggest financial disasters in human history, and most Americans still don't have a clue. They don't get it. They don't understand what's coming. They're kind of like a librarian. A librarian is someone who reads a lot of books in the closet with the lights turned off. That, my friends, is America today. How sickening. How absolutely sickening. My thanks to Carol Asher up in Idaho today. Thoroughly enjoyed our rather lengthy talk, Carol. It's been a long time. My best to Jack McLam. Hope Jack is doing well. I should take the time to give him a call one of these days. We forget the good people in our lives because we put so much time and attention into trying to wake other people up to the problems of the world that we sometimes forget some of the truly gifted and good people in our lives whose paths we've been privileged to cross. So thank you, Carol, my dear. We'll be back. Little Renee Olstead going to the break, and I'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay with us, won't you?
I got a man that's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. So I'm gonna walk.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tell you what, I thoroughly enjoy getting emails. I mean, there's times I don't, but the fact of the matter is that we get some real interesting ones during the course of these breaks, and I noticed a rather large number throughout the course of this last break. I got an email during the last break from Jeff. He says, "Your poor sister, you had us fooled." But I got the good one. Granny, you out there tonight? No. I'm talking to a listener. Where's Granny? Is Granny out there tonight? I don't know. No, you won't know. She's a listener. Shut up. Granny's one of our listeners, and I don't know if she's out there tonight, but Granny, I'm going to have my underground house before you're going to have yours. We got the approval today. Well, let's move on. This is actually the first time I've really put some effort toward a program all week. I've got to be honest. I've sat back and I've just been so buried with things that I've just kind of done some off-the-cuff stuff. But a series of things came to me late today, and you'll notice, for those of you who visit the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com, I have not updated the site at all today. I just have had no time, no opportunity, no chance. And you know what? I've told you before, from day to day, so big deal. You skip one whole day of headlines. You think it's going to make it or break it in this country? No, not at all. But a series of things that we pulled together, I found this and I found that, and all kind of flowed together. So we've covered the unemployment numbers and how bogus they are. We've taken a look at the fact that the markets took a royal kick in the pants today. One of the headlines I saw even discussed the fact that if things continue to go the way they are in the Middle East, one guy's advising us to brace for $200 a barrel oil if the unrest continues to spread in Saudi Arabia. And so what does that bring us back to? Well, I hate to say this, and some of you are going to say, oh, God, I knew he'd get to it. You know what? I'm not even doing a commercial. You people know what Republic Trading Group International or what Republic Trading Group does. You know what my basic job here is at the network. And I think everybody's been real happy. We're getting product delivered a lot faster than we have been before. Of course, a lot of you folks are moving your funds a lot faster. There is a gentleman who has a website out there, and I, every time he's got new pertinent financial commentary, I've got it up on the Republic Trading Group site. He has sent me several emails saying he's absolutely blown away, because I also carry his work on another site that I manage, and he basically says, your two sites drive more readers to our site than any other site in the country. Because his stuff is that important. And his latest column is entitled, and I want you to listen to this carefully, The Pros and Cons of Buying Gold Bars, Ingots, and Coins. Now, for those of you who've dealt with it, you know, I've got access to 1 ounce Credit Suisse or PAMP bars. You know, every one of them is serial number. They all come with, each individual bar comes with registration. A lot of times these are all done on a hermetically sealed card with all the information on it. But I want you to listen to this, because this is some really interesting commentary from a guy who's somewhat of an outsider in the metals industry. He says, for a long time, the buying and selling of gold has been outside the reach of the average citizen. The predominant banknote and the dominant currencies previously managed to position themselves very well in respect to the precious metal during stable periods. And yet it's during difficult times such as these when quantitative easing and currency wars have highlighted the volatility and vulnerability of all currencies that the true safe value of gold really begins to stand out. And fortunately, it's now easier for you to convert your savings into gold than ever before. And we're going to outline the reasons for buying physical gold. Disadvantages of buying bars and ingots and, yes, in some cases, even coins. Tell us not to buy these things. Ah, contraire. Listen through, my friends. Now, if you decide to go to a dealer in Hatton Garden or in New York or Sydney or Toronto, it's probable that they sell whole gold bars or smaller fractions as gold ingots. At first sight, it seems very safe and easy, but one must be careful what you pay and what you're getting. The price of a 1 kilogram bar should be near to the gold price plus a couple of percentage points, and yet the smaller ingots do not compare so well, as they are often sold up to 50% higher than the spot price. You buy the gold over the counter, and then what? Ideally, you should store it in a vault for security. This protects the integrity and value of your investment because it never leaves the professional circuit, and there's no unnecessary transport cost to eat away at your investment. Also makes resale pretty simple because the gold does not have to move. All you got to do is call the broker and say, hey, you got my ingots in the back room? Go ahead and give me the money instead. Now remember, your bar, your ingot's going to lose a certain degree of value immediately if it has left the professional circuit. That's what happens when you go to places like, you know, Perth Mint. They want to store it all in Australia for you. Now, when it comes to selling, you're going to need to pay and find a professional to assay or verify your gold. In the case of expensive smaller ingots, the gold price is going to have to increase drastically to recoup that god-awful 50% premium before any return is made. You think this is far-fetched? That's what happens when you buy these bogus certified so-called rare coins. That's what happens with the, I hate to use this term, but I've got a family out there living, listening tonight that fully understands what I'm about to say, and I don't mean this negatively, but that's what happens when suckers fall for the lies and the deceptions of the big advertisers on Fox News that convert their IRAs and 401ks into precious metals IRAs that are conned into buying proof gold American Eagle coins and sets. 40% markup. The market's going to have to move a long way. You put $300,000 in, you're going to lose over $100,000 with those people, and they hide it oh so well. Now, in the case of a 1 kilogram bar, you're going to need to find a buyer who's got the money for a whole bar and trust you that it's what you say it is. That's a kilo bar. That's like 400 ounces or something stupid like that. It's pretty hard to haul around. Airports, it's considered as a blunt instrument. It can only be insured at the post office for a maximum value of about 5,000 euros or its equivalent. There's also false ingots, which are either plated or filled with tungsten. They're coming out of Chinky Town. The price of bullion bars only increases with the spot price. This is important to remember at resale. The most important moment for a gold investment is the moment in which you choose to sell it for a maximum return on investment. Now, here we're talking investment. We're not talking about the security aspect. So, in summary, beware of overpriced small ingots. Do not take possession of gold when you buy a 1 kilogram bar. You want to ensure it's from a reputable professional source and reasonably close to spot. You're always going to have a percentage above spot. It's that simple. I don't care what it is. Look, you can't go to the grocery store and buy a loaf of bread that's got, what, 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe 15 cents worth of raw material in it. You know, an egg, some yeast, a little flour, maybe a little salt, whatever. But you're going to pay $1.85 or more for that loaf of bread. That's called spot plus. It's called a surcharge. For public trading, I can't possibly make that kind of a markup. You want to scream at me and you want to nickel and dime me because what's the percentage you charge over spot? Go over to your baker and ask him how much he's pounding you for a loaf of bread with a quart of orange juice. So let's share this with you. There is a better buy. Gold coin. Why? Well, gold bars and ingots are not the best physical gold investment. It might cost you a little bit less per ounce, but it might cost you a lot more per ounce to get rid of it later if you can find a buyer. And obviously, the little ones you're going to find. You want to sell me a 1 ounce gold bar, whatever? That's easy enough to do. But if you look at some of that other stuff, that some of these dealers are getting a 50% upcharge. That's like an upskirt, except that it's economically based. So you got to pay that great big... We're not going to do that stuff. I'll share with you my friend's writings. Gold bars and ingots are not the best physical gold investment. Gold coins are. Why? Because notwithstanding the possible 50% upcharge, one must pay for the convenience, the portability, the weight, the cost, the ease of storage, etc. of owning gold coins. Well, that's only if you're buying those certified phony rare ones. We're not talking about that. But let's take a look at the advantage of owning gold coins. They rise in price with the gold price reflecting the pure gold content they contain. Secondly, their premium increases when demand is high. Thirdly, the premium can be different depending on which country the specific coin brand is being sold in. South African Krugerrand, American Eagles, Maple Leafs, the Swiss Rendi, the UK, the Sovereign. We've done a lot of the modern Elizabethan Sovereigns. What about the Vienna Philharmonic, that gorgeous, exquisite coin? Supply and demand on a particular brand is going to have a lot of variable on this at any given point in time. When the premium of a gold coin rises dramatically, even if the gold price doesn't, it means buyers are seeking the coin as a store of wealth and safe haven. Gold is kind of a case of heads you win, tails you win. Physical gold, my friends, in simple mathematic terms, physical gold investment is an excellent way to protect your wealth, especially during times of crisis and instability. Let me talk to you about a family that I was privileged to meet yesterday. A physician and his wife, whose comment to me was that it has taken them all this time, nearly 10 years, to recover the losses in the stock market that they had incurred after the September 11th attacks on America. So now they've recovered. But that's nothing but digits on a piece of paper. Because what they have lost is the erosion of the buying power of that money due to the inflationary factors that we have lived under these past 10 years. And his comment to me was, I'd never thought of it that way. What I suggest to you is this. For those of you who have done something, those of you who may have never done anything, whether you choose to do business with Republic Trading Group, I would certainly love that opportunity. I cannot possibly serve everyone. I'm open with that because some folks just don't have enough money to be able to make the purchases that some of our suppliers require. I talked a few moments ago about supply and demand. Gold and silver may not move at all. Silver, in fact, and gold both went down today. But there's been so many sales of Canadian maple leaf silver coins lately, and many of you have been buying them. Why? Because silver American Eagles have not been as readily available. Right now, I'm told I'm out about 2 weeks on delivery for American silver Eagles. That's tightened up a little bit, but the rationing has begun from the U.S. Mint. So what happens? Spot silver's down today, but my cost on a 1 ounce Canadian maple leaf is up 25 cents today. It's called supply and demand. It's kind of like what we did with the peace dollars a few weeks ago. We started out here, and it kept going up and up and up because the buying public was going absolutely nuts with peace dollars. Drove the wholesale cost up $3.75 in less than a week on each silver dollar. Some of the sales have slowed up a little bit, so we're not seeing the increases. But I'm also being told that if you've got more clients wanting silver dollars, we will no longer commit to peace dollars. Some of those clients, like one of my personal clients, who ordered a half a bag of peace dollars, wound up getting a half a bag of pre-1921 Morgan dollars instead. Ostensibly, each one of those coins on the open market is worth about $3.50 to $4 more per coin. He made out like a bandit. Supply and demand dictates what you will pay for anything. All of these things are a great way to protect your wealth, whether it be silver, whether it be gold. My commitment to you is this. Whatever you come to me with, whether you have only got $500 or $500,000 or more or less, I recognize the fact that whatever you come to me with is your money. It's not my money. And I'm going to treat it accordingly. You're going to get a degree of fiduciary responsibility here. I will get you the most ounces for the least amount of money. Krugerrands, Maple Leafs, Eagles, British Sovereigns, I don't care. We'll shop. We'll stretch your money as far as we can. Now, I'm going to close. I know we're a little early yet, and I've asked if he will kind of blow off the last one. Can you do that, Manny? Thanks. I received a note this afternoon from a lady who I've not seen in some years, but she's a dear friend. She is a well-heeled lady, and I mean lady in every sense of the word. She was a U.S. Marine many, many years ago. The division that had them, I don't know, wax, waves, whatever the case may be. She is also the daughter of former California legislator Howard Jarvis. Her name is Elaine. Elaine and I email almost every day. She lives here in the Valley. She's a extremely knowledgeable, well-heeled woman. I don't necessarily mean financially. She is always a breath of light and fresh air with the commentaries she shares with me. Many times she will write commentaries that are specifically geared to an individual who's maybe taken exception to something she has sent out. And I found this particular three paragraphs rather interesting. I found them somewhat giving it the ability to stand on its own. without any explanation, with what it was attached to or who wrote it or who countered something she said. And I wanted to share this with you. As one of the very few truly thinking people I know, I'm forwarding this email to you, she opens. I do not criticize the United States for defending ourselves in World War II, especially Japan. George Washington warned us to avoid entanglement in foreign affairs. We have failed to take that advice to our everlasting indebtedness. I'm also very well informed about the difference between the old Hebrews, Allah Jesus, and the Zionists who, via the Khazarians, took over and now dominate Israel. They have a caucus in the U.S. Congress. They own the American media. They control the life and the lives of people imprisoned in the Hollywood circus. The average American has no clue what power and control over Christianity the Zionists have and how they manipulate Washington. You and I, my friend, are helpless victims of an evil, centuries-old diabolical plan to destroy Christianity and the white race. All the while, the naive, uneducated, and stupid Christian clergy has no clue about the harm they do to mankind by their obsession to protect Israel at all costs. This is a result of centuries of lies and lazy ignorance that will one day destroy God's grand experiment for freedom for mankind. No other country on planet Earth has ever had, as in our history, anything such as the Constitution. This phase four of civilizations on Earth is coming to an end. We go the way of Atlantis, Lemuria, and the Pharaohs. It is sad to contemplate the next fifth world, starting out all over again with weak and stupid hominids, making the same painful, slow progress, making the same mistakes, and one day, far hence, discovering about the atom and weapons of war and destroying themselves, just as the past four civilizations have done. If I were God, I would flush the toilet and never fill the bowl with water again. What the hell for? Wow. This date, my friend Elaine Jarvis, a profound commentary. It gives one something to think about, does it not? Now, I admit that this program has gone in numerous different directions this evening. We began with the typical, here's the market reports, yada, yada, yada. The one thing I didn't comment upon is that Lindsay Lohan wearing a $575 dress going into court today, and then the judge, who obviously is smitten with the hot-looking babe, gave her two more weeks to decide if she's going to accept the plea deal or not. Whoopee-doo. Who cares? We've talked about the statistical lies coming out of the government regarding unemployment, all to make us feel better. And the next bit of news came out that foreclosures were down in February. They won't be for long, baby. They won't be for long. Well, by the way, the home that my wife and I are trying to buy, we were notified just 30 minutes ago that the bank is accepting our offer. My wife and I are now with home, not with child. Been there, done that, ain't starting over, baby. We're still going to have several months of a lot of back and forth stuff to do. We've now been awarded this home through a silent bidding process. That's what it is. It's silent bidding. This whole short sale thing is a bunch of crap. It's silent bidding. And if we hadn't gotten it, it would have gone to foreclosure. And then they'd have sold it for a much lower price to some sleazebag investor from Chinky Town that would have come in, I bring you a $10 million. I buy a whole bunch of house of foreclosure. And what would have happened then? he'd have done a little bit of renovation with the house with Chinese imported granite or marble and, you know, some Chinese pergo flooring and all this other junk, and he'd have put it on the market. The bank wouldn't have cared. They'd sold it out for a huge loss and gotten subsidized by the federal government for their losses. It's not making homes sell. These are not legitimate sales. This is not moving people from one home to another because they've got a great job. It ain't happening. Government lies by two-thirds. If they tell you it's going to cost $1 billion for a program, you can rest assured it's going to be three. Talked about Bill Gross dumping all the U.S. Treasury bonds. Reminds me of a singer back in the 50s, Gary U.S. Bonds. I danced till 2:45. You can't afford to dance till 2:45 no more, boy. You got to get up in the morning and go looking for the job. What jobs? There ain't no jobs in this country. However, one statement was sent to me prior to going on the air tonight. I don't know if I can find it. The emails are flying hot and heavy. They're coming in, and no, I can't find it. Hot dog, Granny. I got a place ready for you. Let you share the fireplace. No, I can't find the quote. It was quite interesting. It talked about something about the wages in this country. No, I'm not finding it at all. Here it is. I got to share this with you. Come on. A rise in wages from an alteration in the value of money produces a general effect on price, and for that reason it produces no real effect whatever on profits. Where's the good one? Here it is. From Thomas Sowell, no doubt. Stopping illegal immigration would mean that wages would have to rise to a level where Americans would want the jobs currently taken by illegal aliens. Thanks for sharing your valuable time with me this evening. It's a pleasure. It is my pleasure, as always. Till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. I'll be at the opera tomorrow evening. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. Nobody has.